the IFA, another story now, they have sent out, this is an exclusive, we're breaking this morning, the IFA have sent out the personal details of 173 Northern Ireland fans by mistake. An email was sent out by Northern Ireland's football's governing body to 170-odd supporters. It announced that their final payment for the World Cup qualifying campaign tickets had failed. But instead of each person receiving it individually, the IFA sent 173 other people all of the names who had received the email. The email said, "This payment has declined and your account must be settled urgently." So in other words, the IFA told all 174 supporters about the other people who were in debt. The sports journalist Stephen Beacom is with us this morning. Sounds like another cock-up, Stephen. Morning.
Oh, morning, Stephen. How are you? You're very, very busy today, my friend. Yeah. Yes, this is a big, big cock-up from the IFA. I can't really believe how this has happened. Obviously, you want your personal details to be kept personal, but for these 173 supporters, they're out there for all these other people to see. So very, very concerning. Obviously, supporters are contacting your show today about this story.
Yep.
And big, big worry, I would have thought, for those fans. It should not have happened. And the Irish FA should be doing something about it. It's as simple as that.
I wonder, is it a data protection breach?
Well,
I wonder, is it that serious?
It could well be. I think that's something that's going to have to be looked into. I know that you've obviously asked someone from the Irish FA to come on and comment about this.
No one's available.
No one's available. Surprise, surprise. It's funny, you know, Stephen, the Irish FA will call the Northern Ireland fans the best fans in the world, the greatest supporters on the planet. But whenever something goes wrong, they don't show them enough respect, in my opinion, and someone should be coming on today to explain how this mistake has happened. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good work that's been done up at the Irish FA, but I would also add there are too many controversies that come out across the Irish FA. They have been doing for the past few years. Listen, the past 20 years I've been reporting on controversies from the Irish FA and mistakes that the association has made for decades, and sometimes I think they've really got to pull themselves together. You'll remember that there was another ticket furore back whenever the Euro 2016 finals were coming around, and many Northern Ireland fans thought they were going to miss out because there was a complete and utter cock-up then as well. So, you know, these mistakes can't keep happening. They can't keep happening in the Irish FA, and you should be coming on the Nolan Show today and explaining why this has happened, apologising for why this has happened, and sorting it out so it never happens again.
Well, they have sent us through a statement in which they say, on Thursday the 30th of March, the Irish FA sent an email to 174 supporters informing them of a payment issue with their account. Regrettably, the email addresses of the 174 recipients were visible on the email that was sent. We've taken action to alert those specific individuals affected by this unauthorised disclosure and are now investigating how it occurred. We sincerely regret any inconvenience our supporters may have experienced as a result of this issue. Full stop.
Well, I do believe that the Irish FA chief executive or someone from the association should have come on because, you know, these are private matters. Do you really want your private details and your private emails sent out to hundreds of other people? I know I certainly don't, Stephen. I'm not sure about you.
I'll read to you what everybody saw. Here's what everybody saw about each other. It said, "Dear supporter, an email regarding the final instalment of your campaign card payment plan was sent to you on Monday the 27th of March. This payment has declined and your account must be settled urgently." So everybody is seeing the names of people whose payment was declined.
Absolutely scandalous, and I'm glad you're covering this story today because it's very, very important. Because basically associations, and you're talking about government departments all morning, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with these complete and utter mistakes and cock-ups, you know, and it goes on far too often. It goes on too many times, and then they should be held to account. And the IFA say they're investigating it. Well, we look forward to hearing perhaps someone come onto your show and them talking us through those investigations and them telling us what's going to happen now. But this sort of thing, it just goes on far too often, Stephen. And the people of Northern Ireland, the fans of Northern Ireland who have followed an incredible journey of their football team, they deserve better.
Stephen Beacom, thank you very much indeed.